Gino Afternoon made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. And I'm joined with my next guest, both in the studio and online. Christina Michelle is here in the studio. Hi, Christina.
Hi, Andy.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
And Connie St. John is on the line. Do I have you on the line there, Connie?
You sure do. Hi, Andy.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Thanks for being available online, and Christina, thanks for coming in. We're here to talk a little bit about an upcoming communication workshop that you're going to be doing, in which it sounds pretty interesting. You're going to be specifically putting different. Yeah, and Christina, throw those headphones on there. Sorry,
okay.
I should get those on while you're talking as well. But we're going to be talking about putting participants kind of rehearsing challenging situations. Is that kind of right? Is that how that's going to go?
Absolutely.
It is.
Connie, I'll go to you first. You go ahead and tell us what's going to happen, and then we'll get Christina's perspective as well.
Okay, that's great. So it's called the Game Changers Experience, and we bring in professional actors who role play with the participants on different situations that they find challenging in the workplace and in their personal life. So we have two different days that we do it. The first day is professional development, and the second day is personal development.
And Christina, tell me about how you get involved in doing this as well. Connie's coming in as a kind of a – tell me your roles here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a professional life coach and a hypnotherapist, this is – just perfectly in line with what I do, helping individuals, especially to overcome challenges and build confidence and personal development issues and areas. And so Connie and I have worked together in a lot of other capacities, and so it's a perfect opportunity for us to work together on this event.
Connie, tell me a little bit about the actual role-playing and how that works to help more than just a lecture, or more than just sort of giving people tips about how to handle things.
Absolutely. So I've worked in corporate and nonprofit America for a long time, and then also I've had a production company working with actors. And what we've learned is, and now the research, of course, is supporting this, when you actually role play a situation, it becomes muscle memory. So when you're dealing with it later on, you're not pulling from a lecture or trying to remember what you read in a book. You're actually remembering how you walked it out, how you resolved that issue live and in person. So it's muscle memory, and it's one of those things that you just never forget because you've gone through it.
Is it something that are you kind of repeating situations? Or are you kind of playing on a theme about situations? How does that kind of work?
That's a great question. So the scenarios that we go through are completely customized based on the participants. So there are some things that are obviously universal to, you know, everybody in the workplace. Let's say conflict resolution, a challenge with your coworkers or your boss or your employees. There are certain things like that are universal. But we customize it for every participant. So we get a little bit of advanced information from everyone who's going to be there, even if it's just the field they work in. And then I design the scenarios, and the actors present them in an improvisational format. And the participants have no idea what they're going to be faced with. They don't know what the scenarios are, only the actors and I do, and Christina as a co-host. But they're very targeted and specific. So, for instance, the one that we did recently in Washington, D.C., we had medical professionals, we had legal professionals, accountants, someone from a college here, a university here, and she was having an issue. She was the dean of a department and having issues with her professors who didn't want to work with each other. So we presented her with that challenge. We also did for her, unfortunately, a school shooting, which was very relevant. But for someone else who worked in the medical field, we had a medical emergency or an unhappy customer who came in and didn't like the service they received and that kind of thing. So it was very specific to their areas of business and to what their particular challenges or areas of growth that they desired were.
Christina, are there certain areas that you already know are going to be happening in the Juno seminar?
I haven't gotten that information
yet. Okay. Maybe it's confidential anyway, right? Let's name names here. No. It's a small town. Everyone knows everyone.
I can say this. We will be dealing with conflict resolution and crisis management, and being valued, devalued, and undervalued. The power of words, body language. Those are some of the general areas that we'll be addressing. So, but the scenarios are confidential. We have to swear you to secrecy.
Are there certain requests that come in of things to deal with that seem like they almost trend, or they are? So, what are some examples of those things that maybe 10 years ago, 5 years ago wasn't coming up so much? Now it's coming up more often.
We get a lot of people who have trouble saying no. How to decline gracefully is one of the things that we're finding, because everybody is plugged in at all times. You know, you're always on email, on your cell phone. You can be reachable at all times. And so being able to say, I don't have any more bandwidth. I'm done. I'm full. I can't do anything more. I'm finding that that's a recurring theme. Whether that's in personal life and professional life, saying no is really difficult.
That's an interesting thing. I mean, because then you, on the other flip side, you have the fear of missing out, right? If you say no, then what does that mean for future, you know, potential connections, things like that? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that I'm sure comes up a lot. You bring up a really interesting point about the connectivity that we have today, bringing in this extra stress into kind of like our interpersonal relationships. It's sort of, you know, the promise of that was it was going to make, oh, it's so easy to communicate with everyone. Isn't that wonderful? But it comes with a whole bunch of other new issues.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And what's interesting, the people who feel overwhelmed by the amount on their plate aren't the ones that deal with fear of missing out. They're not the same people. They're really not. The ones who are overwhelmed, it's because they've said yes to everything. They have no concern about missing out on anything because they're in such high demand.
But yeah, they want to do it in ways that are still acceptable, still show that they're willing to be hard workers and all those kinds of things. Yeah, right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we're seeing those kinds of results already. One of the people who went through the recent one in October called me just this morning and said, I did so well saying no. And it's happened in the workplace and in my personal life. Apparently her car was on the fritz and she took it in, and you know how it is, that she's female, all of this. And you know, there's another thing wrong. And then there are three or four more things wrong. And so those additional things are going to be $1,800. And I hope that's okay. And she said, no, that's not okay. Do what I told you to do, and only what I told you to do, unless you want to throw those things in. And he was so taken aback by it, he just said, oh, okay, well, let me check with my manager. And she came back and said, they threw the rest of it in.
There you go.
I said, great job.
That's good, yeah. Best case scenario there. That's great. Christina, can you let folks know about how they can participate in this and when it's going to be happening, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So the Juno Game Changers experience is this next Friday and Saturday, so November 22nd and 23rd. It's held at the Centennial Hall. And pre-registration is required, so they can get all of the information for that at the website. And that's gamechangersexperience.com. And just make sure to click on the Alaska link.
Can you, either one of you folks can take the question, but can you define or tell me a little bit about that name, Game Changers? What does that relate to? How do you see that relating to what you talk about during these seminars?
I can share that.
Yeah.
So what we found is that the participants, after going through it, that was the quote more often than not, was, this was a complete game changer for me. It completely changed my dynamic. It helped me, you know, stand up for myself with my family or have difficult conversations. That's part of the things that we deal with on the personal development day, is difficult conversations with your family. And so getting the tools and actually rehearsing it and walking through it becomes a game changer for the participants. It literally just changes their life. And so we didn't want to call it life-changing experience because, you know, there's no telling what that means. But game-changing as it relates to business and personal is really what made sense.
You know, we're in such a divisive political time right now. Is that something that's come up more often about how to deal with that as an issue?
We actually, because we were here in the nation's capital, we brought that up because we did that one on the personal day because it's often a divisive thing in a family setting. Often you can kind of shut it down in the workplace.
Sure, yeah.
But when you're around family members and, you know, you're all different, you know, political affiliations, how do you manage that without getting into a full family blowout? And we brought that in as one of the scenarios where the actor chose somebody, you know, random to say, are you a fan of this person? What do you think of this person? And is this who you're voting for? And what are you doing? And watching the participant work, and we give them tips. That's why we're there. That's why Christine and I are there, is to coach them. If they get stuck in a scenario, I call cut, and we redirect them. So, but she'd been through several of them by that time, and so she was able to say, you know, that's a really good candidate. I'm not quite sure who I'm voting for yet, and I'll make the decision once I learn a little bit more, and just literally shut him down. He tried his best to get her riled up, and she did so well because she'd gone through a few of the other scenarios.
Yeah, I could see heading into the holiday season here, that being on people's minds.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Absolutely.
With the daily news that comes in, yeah. Well, and I just one more question I had for you is just if you're just a person that's never done one of these things before, what can that person sort of expect when they walk in the door? What's gonna happen during the 2 days for that person?
So they can register. I will say this. The 2 days are kind of separate. There's the professional development day and the personal development day, and we do have people that attend both. But sometimes we get a completely different set of people on Friday versus Saturday. And so either day, you know, there's bonding. It's a very safe environment, so we serve breakfast, and we talk and mingle and do a little bit of networking. And then we start immediately, and as soon as they see one happen and they see that there's audience feedback and they realize, oh, this is going to be really interactive, they jump right in. It's as though any reservations just fall by the wayside because they understand what's happening in it. And then they're excited. They're excited for when it's their turn to come up and interact with the actors. So we go through a number of the different scenarios. I or my co-host, in this case Christina, goes through and gives some tips in the beginning of each subject area so that they have some tools, and then we guide them through it. As I said, if they get stuck, we help get them back on the right path and give them another chance to do it so that they can feel comfortable and as though, you know, they've been victorious and kind of overcoming that scenario. We have lunch, and they get to interact with the actors. They always want to sit and have lunch with the actors, which is great. And then we go through more scenarios, and we normally end with a reception and have reflections. And nobody wants to go home. It's supposed to end at 6:30, and by 8 o'clock we're saying, okay, go home now.
Right.
Have a great night. Go ahead and put that to use. So, but lots of bonding, networking, and just eyes being opened of, I had no idea I could turn that around. We dealt with sexual harassment issues and in a workplace and all kinds of things that that are so relevant to everybody in you know, the workplace. And the same with the personal day. We dealt with putting an elderly person in, you know, a nursing home, or you know, a sibling who doesn't want to remain the gender that they are. And we dealt with all of those things in role-playing scenarios. So it was truly life-changing, game-changing. Mm.
Christine, anything folks listening need to know more that we haven't covered or need to know about the seminar or when or how to get in touch with it? Again, is it gamechanger.com?
Gamechangersexperience.com.
Gamechangersexperience.com.
Perfect.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great. Connie, thanks so much for tying in and being available on the phone. Really great to talk to you.
It was great to talk to you too, Andy.
Right.
I hope if you're not working that you'll come by.
I'm thinking about it. I know. You were really you were convincing me. But that's kind of, you're a persuasive person when you talk. I can tell that you do that kind of work.
It's excellent.
And Christina, great. Thanks so much.
We hope to see you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks to both of you for joining us, and have a great seminar.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.